our study on the Lord's Prayer. And we're going to, last week, remember, we did an introduction. This week we look at the first petition, and let's read a couple of verses. Let's read from verse 9. This then is how you should pray. You can spend a lot of time just on that little phrase. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, this is an important message. All the messages are important, Lord, because they're expounding your word. So, Lord, it's an important message, and I just pray that you would help us to hear what you have to say to us and open our hearts to understand, because some of it seems a little bit complicated. But, Lord, help us to understand, and having understood, to embrace and to do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Teach us to pray is what the disciples said to Jesus in Luke chapter 11. That's what they asked him, and Jesus responded to them in Luke 11. He said, when you pray, say, and then he taught them this prayer, which we call the Lord's Prayer. And then at another time, Jesus was preaching, and the sermon that he was preaching is recorded for us in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, and that sermon has become known as the Sermon on the Mount. And in that sermon, Jesus is teaching us what it would look like if Christians took kingdom living seriously. This means that the Sermon on the Mount is not some unattainable goal that that Jesus says, you know, this is what you've got to shoot for. You're not going to get it, but be good if you could try. He's not saying that. He's saying this is what it looks like when Christians embrace kingdom living. This is what practical kingdom living looks like. And then right there in the middle of the sermon, Jesus once again teaches them the same prayer, the Lord's Prayer. It's as though Jesus is saying, if you want to be able to live out the sermon, this is how you need to be praying. If you want to be able to do what I'm preaching about, this is how you should be praying. This becomes our model for praying. And today we're going to start looking at the individual petitions in this prayer. Now, you've heard it announced several times and will be announced again that on the 9th of next month is the prayer day, and that's going to be focusing on the Lord's Prayer. And so what we are doing now is actually going to help us pray through those different stations on the 9th on our day of prayer. But even if the prayer day were not happening, this prayer is an important reminder of how the Lord wants us to pray if we aspire to Christian living. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name on earth as it is in heaven. Remember last week in our introduction we saw that as on earth as in heaven goes with all the petitions. And so I'm putting it in there. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let it be hallowed on earth as it is already hallowed in heaven. Now, for me it's difficult to understand why on earth Jesus starts with this petition. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name on earth as it is in heaven. I mean, it seems such an abstract thing to pray. It seems so unpractical. It seems so unrelated to the real world in which we are hoping to live out the kingdom life. I mean, his name? Be hallowed? What does hallowed mean? What does the average person living in the 21st century understand by the word hallowed? Well, I want to quote one of the commentators on this. He says, at the center of Jesus' being, at the center of Jesus' identity and mission is Jesus' passion for his Father's name being hallowed. Everything Jesus did, at the very center of Jesus' life, the very focus of his death, was Jesus' passion for his Father's name being hallowed. And if we can accept that and understand that, that was the center of Jesus' life and ministry, it explains why Jesus' opening line in this prayer is in fact, Father in heaven, hallowed be your name on earth as it is in heaven. Now, hopefully we will get to understand why that was so, why it was Jesus' passion. But to get there, we need to understand the importance of the Father's name. And what is a name, we might wonder? Well, actually, the answer is simple if you understand the culture in which this was taught. For us, obviously, a name is important. It distinguishes me from the next person, and I am a name, not a number. And as we have seen in previous messages, often the name carries with it some kind of hope or aspiration. But for people living then, a name was like a mini personality profile. A name was like a mini personality profile. A name gave insight into a person's character. And so in 1 Samuel, we meet a man named Nabal, and Nabal means fool in Hebrew. And sadly, it's a very accurate character reference. He was a fool. Isaac, the name means laughter. And as you read about the 25 years of waiting for Isaac's birth in the book of Genesis, how all hope for a son had been lost. Well, you cannot but help but laugh with Abraham and Sarah at the delight they must have felt at Isaac's birth. You have the name Peter. It means rock. And we watch with absolute amazement as Peter, anything but rock-like, is transformed from this shifting sand into a rock-like person. In those days, a person's name was a reference to the character, a reference to the personality, a reference to their reputation. A name was, in effect, a mini personality profile. Central to Jesus' mission, Jesus' driving passion, was his Father's name, because to speak of the Father's name was to speak of the Father's character. It was to speak of who the Father was. And so to say that the Father's name was Jesus' driving passion is the same as saying that the Father himself, the Father's reputation, was Jesus' driving passion. Everything he did was about making the Father's name great and known and famous. Therefore, Father in heaven, your name, everything you are, the prayer, be hallowed on earth as it is already hallowed in heaven. The Father himself, the Father's reputation, was Jesus' central and driving passion and mission while he was on earth. And Jesus prays, and he wants us to join him in praying, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name on earth as it already is in heaven. But what does Jesus have in mind when he teaches us to pray, hallowed be your name? Hallowed be your name. Well, the word hallowed simply comes from the adjective holy. And so to pray, hallowed be your name, taking into account all those bits of grammar that we spoke about last week, means something like this: Father in heaven, be made holy, your name. Father in heaven, be made holy, your name. Father in heaven, cause your name, who you are, to be made holy. Father in heaven, cause who you are to be displayed on earth for all to see who you are. That's what the prayer is. Let it be here on earth, you known as it already is in heaven. Cause your name to be treated as infinitely precious. Cause your name to be valued above all else. You see, that is what is implied in the verb hallowed. It includes a sense of to be praised, a sense of to be honored, to be exalted, to be revered, to be glorified. And to be asking the Father in the passive voice means that we're actually asking the Father, Father, you cause your name, cause who you are to be displayed, to be revealed here on earth as it already is in heaven. And it is something only the Father can do. It cannot happen unless God causes who he is to be revealed, to be displayed, which is why we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name on earth as in heaven. That's another way of praying, our Father in heaven, make yourself known. Our Father in heaven, cause who you are to be displayed on earth as you are already displayed in heaven. Who you are, your name is already known and revered in heaven. Now, Father, reveal yourself on earth so that you can also be treated, be regarded as holy on earth. Your name is already holy in heaven. Now, cause it to be so also on earth. Now, let's put that all together and try and understand what it is Jesus wants us to pray. What he wants us to pray is something like this: Father in heaven, make your character, make who you are as real on earth as it is already real in heaven. Father in heaven, cause to be displayed your bigness, your majesty here on earth as it is in heaven. That's more or less what we mean when we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name on earth as it is in heaven. Now, I hope that you've been noticing what we are not praying. We are not praying, let us hallow your name. Of course, we are going to get to play a practical role in that, and we will see that in a moment. But that isn't what we're praying. We're not even saying, Lord, give us power to be able to declare your name holy on earth. We're not saying that. We're saying, Father, you hallow your name. Father, you do what only you can do. Father, only you can honor your name. Only you can manifest your character. Only you can make yourself real on earth as you are in heaven. Yes, we will gladly be part of the process, but you and only you can display who you are for the world to see. Father, you do it. That's what we're praying when we pray that prayer. And you know what? The Father responds when we pray. He responds and he says, I will do it. I will hallow my name. You see, the Father's name is important to him. So now the Sovereign Lord says, I am jealous for my holy reputation. We read that in Ezekiel 39. Now, at first glance, maybe we did scratch our heads as to why Jesus would have started with this particular petition. But Jesus starts here because, as we saw, at the center of Jesus' life and mission, and ultimately his death, was his passion for the Father's name, who the Father is, to be recognized as holy. And it is Jesus' passion because the Father himself is jealous for his own reputation. How then can we not share that passion for the Father's name that Jesus has? Let's not miss the obvious. This is the Lord's Prayer. You with me so far? This is the Lord's Prayer. Let's not miss the obvious. The disciples had asked Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. They wanted to be able to pray. And Jesus had said, this then is how you should pray. I mean, you're getting the picture that this is about us actually praying, right? I know it's obvious, They're going to say it anyway. I think it is inconceivable to think we can study this without then being challenged to actually pray. That's what should be the takeaway from this, that we actually go out and pray. And when we go out and pray, it starts with this prayer: Our Father in heaven, declare yourself, cause yourself to be recognized for who you are here on earth as you are already in heaven. Father in heaven, display to the world your character, your infinite worth, your infinite grace, your infinite dignity. Father in heaven, make yourself as real in the world as you are already real in heaven. Which brings us to the last part. What does this look like practically? What are the practical guidelines that we can follow if we actually want to pray this? Well, let's start with the names of God. Because if the name is a mini personality profile on who God is, that's a good place to start. Start with the names of God. His names represent who He is. And let's pray His name back to Him. For example, El Shaddai, the mighty God. Let's pray His name back to Him. Oh Father, You are El Shaddai, the mighty one. Now make Yourself real in my life as El Shaddai, as the mighty one. Father, look at this country in which we live. I feel so often overcome with dread, fearful. Oh Father, be El Shaddai. Be the mighty one in this country. Reveal yourself as the mighty one in this country. Make yourself known as the mighty one. Father, in this community in which we live, enhance your reputation. Be revealed in our community as El Shaddai, the mighty one. And do it right now, Father. Please, in Jesus' name. Or maybe there's a time when we feel overlooked, ignored. Maybe it seems as though the Father has overlooked our country, but the Father has made Himself known as El Roy, the one who sees. And so we pray, oh Father, I feel forgotten. I feel overlooked. Oh Father, make Yourself known as El Roy, the one who sees me in my situation. Oh Father, be El Roy, the one who sees in our country at this time. Make Yourself known as the one who sees, and show us that You see what's going on. Oh Father, You have made Yourself known as the shepherd. Father, I've just heard that my neighbor has lost a son and they are hurting. Oh, great shepherd, make Yourself known to them as the shepherd. Oh, Father, enhance Your reputation as the good shepherd to my neighbors and lead them, Father, as the shepherd into green pastures. Oh, Father, You have made Yourself known as Jehovah, Yahweh, the God who was and is and always will be. Oh Father, this means that You are always with me. It means You never will forsake me. Father, it means there's no place that I can go where You are not. Now Father, make Yourself known in this place as the ever-present God. Father, enhance Your reputation as the ever-present God in this church, in this neighborhood, in this city. You see how we can pray His name back to Him? We can pray His name. We can spend a lifetime praying His name back to Him in the many and varied situations with which we are confronted. But then if we get through praying His names, or we want to have something different, we could start praying back what the Father has revealed about Himself in Scripture. At the beginning, He revealed Himself as the Creator God. In Genesis, we revealed how God the Creator brought order into the chaos. And so we pray, Father in heaven, we look and see chaos around us. Father in heaven, You have revealed Yourself as the Creator God who brings order into the chaos. Now, Father in heaven, enhance your reputation by restoring order into the chaos in our country. Father, enhance your reputation by filling our empty lives with substance and meaning. Father in heaven, let your glory be seen in my life as you recreate your wholeness in me. Or we could pray, Father in heaven, you revealed yourself in the God as the God of the Exodus, bringing people from slavery into freedom. Father in heaven, there are many today who are in one form of slavery or another, slaves to addictions of various kind, slaves to the desperate need of human approval, slaves to materialism. Oh, Father, our slavery comes in many and various forms. Now, Father, God of the Exodus, set these people free in Jesus' name. Be the God of the Exodus and show your glory, reveal yourself to us in this way. Manifest yourself right now as the one who sets captives free. Father in heaven, in your Son Jesus, you revealed yourself as the one who welcomed outcasts, who healed the sick, who reconciled people to yourself. Our Father in heaven, make this all as real today as it was when Jesus walked on this earth. Enhance your reputation in our midst as you put broken lives together again. Several of us last week were a bit uncomfortable when I taught what in fact the Bible teaches, that we are to command the Father. Yes, passive, but we nevertheless have to command Him to do these things. And I understand that discomfort. We have all experienced the arrogant who command in Jesus' name for the frivolous. That's not what we're talking about here. This is talking about us entering with Jesus into the work of the Father on earth. But here is the truth. We cannot do the work of the Father until the real work has been done. And the real work of the Father is done on our knees. Prayer is the real work. Prayer is the real work. Are we willing to pray, Father, break my heart with what breaks yours? Because when our hearts start to break with what breaks the Father's heart, when we start seeing the needs of the world through the eyes of Jesus, I suspect it will be virtually impossible for us to do any other than to pray as Jesus taught. Father in heaven, be hallowed your name now. Father in heaven, manifest yourself now among our people in terms of the revelation you have given us. Father in heaven, do it again now. We need you. We pray with a command to the Father because our hearts break with what breaks His. We're not talking about a frivolous thing here. We're talking about the work of the Father that starts on our knees. We have this whole prayer to go through, but this is where it must start. It must start with a passion for the reputation of the name of our Father in heaven. We've got to be jealous for His reputation. We've got to be jealous and want Him to be seen. And then it's got to complete with a willingness to actually become those who pray. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we really want to respond only to your voice. Because only then will something sustainable happen in us as far as this matter of prayer is concerned. How many words have been preached in this church on prayer? Lord, you change our hearts. Please speak to us. Indeed, Lord, I believe you do speak to us. Give us obedient hearts in this matter of prayer. In Jesus' name.